W Mobile.
KB4 CBA. I'm headed to the courts.
Right out, right?
Be on a hard court, so it's, those are, have dried out. The clay courts are out for the day, I believe.
Lucky hot today. It should be a nice day to play.
2 degrees. It sounds good. I tell you, the traffic is just unbelievable. You'd think it was 5 o'clock. It's taking me longer to get to the sports club today than it normally does at this hour.
I think with the price of fuel going up, that people would be, you know, conserving a little bit more.
I heard Tom Rouse talking about buying a locking fuel cap, and that's probably not a bad idea. Of course, they don't make one for my car because it doesn't have a fuel cap. It has a it has that flap on it, but you can't just stick something down in there. It has to fit that opening, and there's two little tabs on either side. It has to push in for you know, that flap will open up, and they'd probably tear that flap up trying to get the gas out, trying to get something in there.
104 WWZ, Bubba. 104 WWZ, you were kind of breaking up there just a little bit. Can you repeat your call, please, sir?
4 TFW.
Okay, 4 TFW, 104 WWZ. Sorry, I know y'all was having a queue, so just waiting for the right time to break in.
My gas cap, the lid doesn't open without pushing a button from the inside. I don't know how you get it open otherwise. Is that you took some out, right?
Leave a little mark. I've actually, mine, you just, my door, is you just push on it, and it opens, and then when you push it shut, it's kind of spring loaded, and I can just push it shut, and it'll slap shut and lock. But I've come out in the parking lot, and somebody's pushed on it and made it open up, and it'll be, you know, not open completely, but you can just tell that it's open. And yeah, you know, that kind of ticks me off, people do that, but I guess some people just can't keep their hands off of other people's cars.
People just don't know how to behave. KF4WWC.
They need to learn. Well, I'm pulling in the parking lot here, and I'm going to find me a parking place. In fact, I have found me one. I just got to get this thing in reverse. It's hard to put this thing in reverse left-handed. Talking with the mic and trying to shift with my left hand. But anyway, y'all have a good day. I'll say 73's KB4 CBA.
73, David, you have an awesome time playing tennis, and look forward to maybe catching you tomorrow in the morning. KN4 TFW.
He's KN4 WWZ.
Chandler.
Hi, I just got done jogging as you here on 183 at the other zone.
Hi there, terrible.
Not too bad. It's moving along. Although I wish I wouldn't have these lovely people that just came right out in front of me when I'm coming straight at them.
Those kind out here, I like the ones that they cut across in front of you and then they realize there's a bump and then they slow down and almost stop right in front of you.
You see the ones that, they do that, they fly right around you because you're not going fast enough for them, and then they get held up in a red light.
All the way down Wayhampton Boulevard, and they're going back and forth and speeding up and taking off, and then next red light, I'm still right beside
them. Okay, for WWZ, yeah. I hear you on that one. Man, I'm going to tell you, you should see some of the things that we have to witness driving around in a school bus. Man, you wouldn't believe how many people would just not care that a school bus is stopped for kids. Makes me so mad.
You drive a school bus or you work on the school buses?
On the school buses, I'm a bus companion, so I help make sure that the kids are safe and that they stay in their seats and stuff like that.
Yeah, my first wife and mother-in-law used to drive school buses.
Hey, who's for it? Who's for it? Who's he?
Over in Georgia, and then they drove there, and then my first wife drove when she lived in Kansas City.
That sounds really fun. If you have the right kind of heart, working on a school bus and driving a school bus, it can be a really, really good job. It can be a fun job, and it pays you back. It really does. It just makes your day to see children smile, let me tell you. It makes my day to see children smile. I really do love it.
It's a special person to, first of all, drive it, and then to, the bus is a little bit noisy usually. And when they were doing it, there wasn't a monitor on the bus.
Yes, sir, I understand that. I understand that 100%. I don't know when they started putting monitors on the bus, but I had to have been a little more recently, I guess.
Rain stopped for us. Is it supposed to rain tonight still?
I don't think it's going to rain the rest of the daytime, but I think it's going to start raining again tonight, and it's definitely going to rain tomorrow. Over.
Looking pretty dark. Some dark clouds over there in the, it must be in the north, it looks like.
ETH, sir.
On 29, just north of Greer, right where Highway, the new bypass for Greer, Highway 80, intersects it.
Pretty good long distance. Peter's working pretty good.
I travel in upstate, I can reach this for Peter. And then we just switch in the mornings to that other one just because the other driver's got a dead spot for about 10 minutes.
I'm just wondering what the Peter is at, was that again? I know it's 147-something-20.
It's 147-285. And it's, I guess it's the White Oak repeater. It's in Tryon, North Carolina, right there where 26 crosses the line.
Okay. I'll have to see if I can program that into my radio sometime.
I don't know if you can reach it from down there or not, but you should be able to.
I believe I could. I got an old Motorola MaxTrack, so it's not one of the newer radios that you can just take and program directly by the radio by itself.
I haven't programmed it on this one. I just typed it in, and it popped on, and then I need to go get it, officially programmed in case I forget what the frequency is.
stepped out here and pumped some gas into my vehicle real quick, I'll be right back with you, KO4WWC. I'll be standing by.
KN4GFW, clear.